Blog Talk Radio.
Worship.
So I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to get up off of your seat, out of your seat, and put a praise on that situation. I'm telling you, sometimes you don't have to say a mumbling word. Just put a praise on it. If you're expecting God to do something, begin to praise him before it happened. Begin to praise him because he's God. Begin to praise him because he's neither sleeping and he does not slumber. Just praise him. Put a praise on that situation. Whatever you believe in God for, believe it before it happened. Embrace it before it manifests. I'm telling you, God wants us to put a praise on our situation. We don't have to wait for it to come to pass. We don't have to wait to see it. But I tell you one thing, when you begin to say it, I tell you the word of God will manifest, and if you touch it with your faith, it's going to come to pass. There is no good thing that he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. So what I want to encourage you to do today is don't hesitate to put your praise on it. Don't hesitate to put a praise on it. Glory to God. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wonder. Put that praise on it right now. Believe God for a right now blessing. Amen. It might not look good. It may not even sound good, but put your praise on it. Come on, somebody. Just put a praise on, because there's healing, and it's here for you. There's a breakthrough in the room, and it has your name on it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I am again excited and delighted that I am still here to talk about Jesus Christ. You know, words have power, so I want you to begin to use the power of God with your words. What you say, you're going to have. What you say, you're going to have. Amen? So be careful and choose your words wisely. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I pray that you could hear me well, and I pray that you are ready for the word. I pray that you have your Bibles. Hallelujah. The sun is shining, and God's glory is upon us. So let's get ready for the word of God. Amen. Amen and amen. I want you to begin to repeat after me, because I said in the beginning, words have power. You have what you say. Who do you say you are? Amen. So I want you to begin to say that Jesus is Lord. I'll give you a moment to get your Bible. I'm going to ask you before we go forth that you will get your communion ready, because we want to suck with the Lord every Sunday. Every Sunday. He said, as much as you do it in remembrance of me. He said, if you don't do it, you won't have any parts in him. So I just want a little more Jesus. How about you? I just want to know him. I just want to eat at his table. How about you? For God is good, and his mercies endure to all generations. So I want to give you time to get your Bibles out. Get your communion ready. I don't want to leave anyone out. Just think about just being in this world without the Lord. Think about that. Being in this mean world without knowing the power of the living God. Amen. Well, glory to God. I pray that you're ready and you're prepared and you have your Bibles ready. We're going to ask you if you'd be so kind to I'll give you a moment to get ready. I know some are preparing, but when you come on the line, just get ready to have a feast with the Lord. Have your communion ready, because we are, every Sunday, we're going forth with our communion. Amen. I'm going to just play a portion of this song and give everyone a moment to have their communion prepared before we get started. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. He's doing it again. Well, glory be to God and praise his holy name. I'm telling you, let's get ready. If you have your Bibles out, let's get ready to go forth with the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is my Bible. If you would be so kind to repeat after me. Amen. This is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do. Come on, somebody. Today I'm being taught the word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same again. I am about to receive. Come on. Open up your heart. The incorruptible, indestructible, everlasting seed of the word of God. I will never be the same again. Come on, I want you to say, never, never, never. I will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Do you believe that this is your Bible? Do you believe that you are what it says you are? Do you believe that you can do what it says you can do? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you are going to be taught the word of God? I want you to say, I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. Say it, I mean it. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. Do you believe that? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when you begin to say those things, surely, 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 you can have what you say. So what are you saying, amen, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon? Glory to God. We're going to be coming from Matthew's chapter 6, hallelujah, verses 9 through 13. And our title today, glory to God, our title today is Let Thou Will Be Done. Amen. Let Thou Will Be Done. Let me read. And the Bible says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. That's powerful right there. But deliver us. Deliver us from all evil. 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 For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory. For thou is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would come into our hearts, that you would visit us, that you would lead us, guide us, direct us, Father, take us to the spiritual place where the eyes of our understanding is enlightened because we have heard the word of faith. Father, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would hide us behind the cross and that you would speak and that you would go forth and you would put a download in your people's heart and their spirits. Change us so that we may be made better. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thou kingdom come. What does that mean, thou kingdom? That means it's not our kingdom. That means it's thou kingdom. Glory to God. Well, we come before you on another Sunday afternoon just to encourage you in the Lord to speak a word over your life so that you can continue the good fight of faith. Amen. As we have come to our time to look at the word together, I want to encourage you, if you don't have your Bible, I want to encourage you to get your Bible and open up your Bible. And I want you right now, if you would be so kind to turn to Luke. Hallelujah. Turn to the 11th chapter of Luke. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Amen. That's Luke chapter 11, and we're going to be looking and reading verses 1 through 4. We're setting up the atmosphere for the teaching. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and it came to pass that, listen to that, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that he is Jesus, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to do that. As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. You get that? And lead us not into temptation. Here we go again. But deliver us from all evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? Oh, I'm moving right along, but I want to stop at verse 4. Glory to God. The word of God is so edible. It's good, and it's good all the time. But we're looking at the life and ministry and the teaching of Jesus. You know, as recorded by historians, Luke, and I previously read Matthew, but it is fascinating to me. It's a fascinating account that Jesus gives. You know, and we find in the last, I like to say the last months of his ministry, the last months of his life, headed toward the cross. He was in Judea, and he was teaching his disciples. Listen, he was teaching his disciples. He was teaching them how to pray. And now it is in this passage that the New Testament give us for the second time what is known as the Lord's Prayer. And some call it, or the disciples' prayer. See, this accounting of it is different from the first account, which is found in Matthew, and I read chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. But this is more, I like to say, a complete account of this prayer that our Lord gave to us. Let thy will be done. Listen, it happens many months earlier, and I'm taking you back on a complete different occasion in Galilee when Jesus gave that original instruction on prayer. See, this again was many months later in a place called Judea under different circumstances, but yet Jesus repeated essentially the same principle for prayer. They couldn't trick him because he knew what he was talking about, so he wasn't going to give a different account to the same answer because his conviction was made sure. So combining these two together, of course, Matthew's is the more full account. And in fact, we're going to find ourselves today looking at an element of this prayer that Jesus did not give in Luke 11. But we can draw from Matthew 6 in many, many years ago. We went through the Bible, and we're going to go through this again, the same teaching. I taught this before, but I want you to get this, talking about Matthew. See, many of you that's on the line, I want you to listen up. Those who can't remember this, I said about we don't want to pass our prayer life by getting too busy. We want to connect the dots and understand what Jesus' will is concerning our prayer life. Matthew account, so that we can get the full understanding of what Matthew is saying and the full understanding of what Luke is saying. So let's set the setting. It came about, you know, he was praying, and after he finished, like I said, one of the disciples, his disciples, said to him, "Teach us how to do that," just as John also taught his disciples. See, Jesus, he knew how important it was to pray. Jesus prayed on a regular. He didn't wait to Sunday. You know, he didn't wait until he was going to bed, or he didn't wait until he opened his eyes up, or, you know, he didn't wait until he was blessing his food. But not only did he pray frequently, he prayed very differently than anything these the Jewish people had ever heard. You know, he prayed differently than the scribes, than the Pharisees, than the rabbis, the priests, the lawyers, the law experts. He prayed differently than the Sadducees. You know, he prayed different than common people who took their instructions from the Judea, the leadership. See, I like to say that they prayed a repetitious prayer, vain, empty, ceremonial, so you can understand, a ritual type prayer. See, Jesus didn't pray that way at all. And so on this occasion, one of the followers of Jesus recognized after he heard Jesus pray. You know, he didn't know how to pray like that. And it sounds like neither did the rest of them know how to pray like Jesus. "Lord, teach us to pray." He was asking not just for himself, but he was asking for the whole crew, all of the disciples that were there. So John the Baptist had to teach his disciples to pray, because in this, I should say, in the place of Judaism, you know, which was a form of teaching of the Old Testament, none of us really have been taught properly how to pray. John the Baptist taught his disciples, and when they asked, "Won't you teach us?" So here again, same thing rehearsed, the Lord, the essential principle of prayer. This isn't just a prayer to pray, or a prayer to sing, you know. See, although it's often prayed and often sung, and that's fine, but it's rather a framework from prayer. You know, it's a way to prayer. It's a method for prayer. It's a skeleton for prayer. A pattern for prayer. It's a model for prayer. It's how we should pray all the time. "Let thy will be done." Working our way through this great truth. He said to them, when you pray, he says, say Father. And as Matthew's put it, our Father, who are in heaven. So you're going to acknowledge him, where he is, and then his name, hallowed be thy name, which means holy. And then thou kingdom come. So in Matthew's prayer, we could read here, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you believe that? That thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he gave us each day, he said, give us our daily bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he wanted, so as he was giving instructions, give us our daily bread and forgive us our sins, that we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. And Matthew's prayer added, and deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Those are the components that we should make up every prayer. Not just this prayer, but as if it was a formula to be prayed or something to repeat, which Jesus had just condemned in the passage in Matthew 6. But rather, this is the way to pray. So before we look specifically at the phrase, which isn't in Luke, if you want to look at it, you have to turn in your Bibles to Matthew 6 and 10, because it's there. We find the phrase, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So before we look at this phrase particularly, let me just say, of all the profound and rich realities of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he taught his beloved disciples, of all the great gifts that have been given by God to us through the scriptures, no greater gift exists to the believers than the opportunity to pray. The opportunity to hear God, because prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. We talk to him, and guess what? He talked back to us. So the opportunity, the blessing to be able to talk to God. See, because prayer for us is access. We can get access to God. We have into the communion of God. It's the key to give us access into his fellowship. It's access to his power, to his strength, to his wisdom, to his knowledge, and all of the necessary spiritual resources is through prayer. See, it's really the key that unlock the necessary spiritual resources, the treasures that's housed up in heaven. Hallelujah. So we have nothing, in my opinion, greater than the gift of prayer, the key to get to God, See, the Bible said the keys to the kingdom, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek. Seek. We got to seek some things. Go after it. Knock, and the door shall be open. It's the way to open the door. The veil, you know, is ripped from the top to the bottom. And then what happens? The holies of holies is open. When we come boldly, you can't come all scared and timid. You have to come boldly before the throne of grace, you know, so we can seek whatever we need in a time of trouble. You don't always have to ask somebody to pray for you, because it's your privilege too. Amen. When we pray, glory to God, it is a blessing to be able to pray. So Matthew 7:7, it tells us about prayer. And here's what Jesus was saying. Jesus said, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you'll find it. Listen. Knock, and it will be open to you. Do you believe the word or not? James added this. You have not because you ask not. Just open your mouth. Or you ask amiss to consume it on your own. Lust. That's the wrong approach. So prayer is an opportunity to get in the present and commune with God and to be in his presence. See, we understand that in his presence is the fullness of joy. Listen, do you believe that when you get into the presence of the Lord, that there is the fullness of joy? If you want some joy, get into the presence of the Lord. The fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. You're looking for joy? It's ready and it's waiting on you. See, David recognized that in our Christian walk, that the only lasting true joy can be found in the presence of the Lord. In your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Isn't God good? Isn't the word of God good? When you get understanding that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and in his presence is where you get it, and the fullness of joy is right there. So you don't have to be all sad. You know, if you're sad, then you haven't been in his presence. Just go to the rock. Run to the rock, because that's where the presence of the Lord is. In the presence of the Lord. And I like the part that there's pleasantries and treasures forevermore. In John 15, and I'm going to get ready to come to a close, but in John 15, verses 16, Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father, he said, in my name. Now, this is Jesus talking. He said, in my name. He didn't say in Buddha's name. He didn't see it. He said in his name. He said he may give you. See, if you come in his name, you come with his favor. And he said if you come in his name, then he's going to give it to you because you came in my name. In John 16:24, Jesus said, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. See, we should be an epitome of joy. If we say we're praying, if we say we're in the presence of the Lord, we should be the epitome of joy. Amen. In Matthew 21, verse 22, hallelujah, Jesus said, whatever thing you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive it. I'm trying to tell you that prayer is the key that unlocks the door. Because when you go there, Jesus gives you something to eat. And you talk, he talk, and he sends you on your way on a mission with a message. See, whatever you ask in my name, that's what he said again in John 14 and 13. And, you know, I said that whatever you ask in my name, he said it. John 15, verse 16, he said the same thing. In John 14 and 13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do that, that the Father may glorify in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's no greater gift than that. He said, ask anything, believing in my name. Of course, the anything is going to line up with the desire that God has put in our hearts. So it has to be something that's biblically based on the Word of God. That's anything. Anything that he put in his word, anything that you know, that oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, that type of anything. He said, believing in my name of the Father, and if it brings glory to him. Let me say that again. Ask anything, believing in my name of the Father, and if it brings glory to him, you'll receive it. That's a marvelous promise. It's incredible. He set us up. We certainly don't deserve salvation. See, we understand the prodigal attitude who goes home in the story, Luke 15, and say to his father, just make me a slave. I don't deserve anything. And the father said, forget that. Get a gold ring. You know, put a ring on his finger. Put a ring on it. Give me, listen, this is grace. This is grace and mercy. Amen. The father wanted them to go find the finest robe, slay the fattest calf. And he gave a party. He called them all together. See, we're going to have a party like none have ever held before. This is a lavishness of God. The beauty. And it's essentially important that we understand that prayer is given to us as a entry point to God. The model prayer. I wish I had time to go further. And I want to break it down because we're still talking about getting us into a place where we understand thou kingdom come. Let thy will be done. God trying to get us to a place where we understand how important it is that his will is done. Not our will, not they will, but his will is done in our lives. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to end right there, but I want to break it down a little further, and I want you to join me next Sunday, the same place, same time. We'll pick up right where we left off. Let thy will be done. Just say it. Let thy will be done, because God is superior. God is the master. He said, let thy will be done. Whew. That's some good stuff to me. I'm telling you, prayer and the bottle of prayer is crucial that we can delight and get nourishment, get food. And that he broke it down. The best example that I know is having a steadfast, unmovable, always abounding prayer life. Amen. I want to encourage you right now to get your elements out. We're going to prepare for our communion. Amen. We're going to prepare to suck with the Lord a little more, you know, because for the bread and the body and the blood and the wine, we convert it from natural use to spiritual use so the Lord may come in. So the Lord will clean out everything that's not like him, and he'll take us to a place that's more like him. Amen. That what we say is his will, what we do is his will, how we live is his way. Amen. So we just say these words, if you would lift up your elements. Glory to God. You know, for the bread, Father, we ask you to forgive us that we may be in a right standing with you. Speak to us, lead us, guide us, direct us, heal us, so we can work the work of him that sent us. Don't you lift it up. Amen. Lift it up high. Amen. God is good. This is for the bread that was broken, that we might be made whole. And this is the blood that was shedded, that we might be made whole. Amen. Almighty God, from whom our hearts are open, and we all desire you, Lord. Father, we ask you to clean our hearts up. Inspire us to be more like you, God. Manifest in our lives. Bless what we have prepared. And as they gathered together and they ate together, Lord, make us one as you and your Father in heaven is one. Amen. Let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let us drink and drink all of it. We took the cup. And we gave thanks. And we drank it. Let us drink. For the remission of our sins, that we might be made whole. And as we consume it, get your blessing out of it. Because we know that there's a blessing in being in the presence of the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, rejoice, laugh, live life, because tomorrow, today is not promised. Amen. The blood of Jesus, the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is able to make you whole. I want you to hear me. The blood of Jesus is able to make you whole. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, with that being said, when they had their communion, they went and they fellowshiped. And I just want to encourage you to fellowship with someone by calling on the phone.
It was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know, I know, I know, I know it was the blood. You remember Patty?
Whoa.
He died.
He died.
You remember?
Yes,
he died.
He died.
Oh. He died up on the cross.
Yes.
And now I know
you know.
I know it was the blood.
Oh.
Save me
too. Oh yeah.
Oh, I know it was the blood.
Yes, it was.
I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood that changed me.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Anybody saved out here tonight?
And yes, it is.
I know it was the blood.